As everybody knows, I like to buy nice clothing, but I hate to go into stores and actually buy it and shop for it. If I can have somebody show me what to wear, that would really be nice. The problem is, however, time. It's hard to get a stylist and sort of get people's advice and how to look and look at, you know, look at new outfits. With me is a guy who sort of found the most amazing way I can imagine as a man to shop. Brian Spaley, the founder of Trunk Club, is here. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm not all that inspiring looking today. You are. You look fantastic, as one would expect from the Trunk Club founder.
It's nice of you to say that.
Well, I mean it. I'm not just saying it. Why don't you tell people, there's like six people here, at least in Chicago, that don't know what Trunk Club is. Why don't you tell people, the six of them, where to get their clothes?
Yeah, sure. So Trunk Club exists because guys hate shopping but love to look good.
Yeah.
So we try to solve that problem. And when we launched the business in December of 2009, it was a pretty humble effort, just a few of us over at 311 West Superior. And interestingly enough, when we grew out of that space, George and the Rays team took on the last
that in the
year
first
of
episode.
Our lease. So it's been a lucky space for Chicago startups. But and by the way, we now serve women too. So what's kind of fun about our evolution over the last six and a half years is we have found that everybody thinks this is a great idea. And there have been plenty of other startups that have tried to kind of compete in the space and compete with us directly, compete in different, you know, segments of the space, serve women first, have some permutation of the model. But the devil's in the details, right? Executing is tough. And when you think about this from the vantage point of being a, you know, a venture-backed startup, you have to raise money to build software. You have to raise money to buy inventory and to hire salespeople. And you kind of have to do all that in concert and make it work well together in order to get a business like this off the ground. And so, you know, back in the day, people would say, oh yeah, that sounds great. And then we'd say, but we need you to come in and buy clothes, or like, we're not going to make it, you know? So at the end of the day, like, people have always said this is a good idea. And I think where we have found success over the last, call it 5 years, is just kind of relentlessly trying to get better every day at doing the job of getting someone like you great clothes. And that happens in two ways. One is you come into our clubhouse, you hang out, you have a beer, you meet with your stylist. That stylist is intelligent, thoughtful, empathetic, compassionate, and, you know, 97% of them are women. There's a few of us guys who do the job, but most of them are gals. And they make you comfortable and help you look awesome. If you don't want to come into one of our clubhouses, and for the first 4 years we were just in Chicago, we've now got clubhouses open in Dallas, New York, D.C.
It's the L.A. one. It's coming soon.
Los Angeles is open, actually.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It is. I was just in L.A., and we actually went by it.
So we've got a great effort in those five cities. We also have little mini clubs in Highland Park and Hinsdale here in Illinois, which is another experiment, finding ways to get closer to our customer.
Sure.
But then the other half of the business, and it works out about this way from a revenue standpoint too, about half of the business is guys and men and women coming in to shop directly with us. And then the other half is we send you clothes, you keep what you like, and you send back what you don't. And that's the other part of the model that over the years, actually, I'm proud to say it hasn't changed that much.
No.
We send you the best stuff we can find after getting to know you, and we hope that you like what we send you and keep a few things. And then over time, we get better and we learn your preferences, we learn your sizes, we learn your tastes, and just serve you. So I like to think of Trunk Club as being distinct and special in that you can text your stylist, hey, need belts and shoes. And 3 days later, a box shows up with belts, shoes, and other things that we actually, you didn't ask for, but that we know you need. And we have the right to send you stuff you haven't asked for.
Yep.
Amazon can't do that.
Yep.
Right? And I think that having the human involved, but having a lot of technology power the service is really sort of how we have gotten to where we've gotten to and competed successfully in the retail landscape.
I think that's one of the major, I have written down here in my notes, customer service twice. The biggest piece for you guys in my mind is a differentiator. That, like you said, there's been a million companies that have tried, not a million, but there's been a good number of companies who have tried to be this same Trunk Club. We'll send you clothing, we'll send you this, we'll send you coffee, we'll send you, you know, whatever. And half of them have been on Shark Tank. And the reason that they don't make it is because they lack the human touch point. They lack the come in, experience this really, really well sort of built machine of customer service. You come in and have a beer. It's not fast paced. It's not get more people, you know, like keep pushing them in and out. It's sit down, have a beer. We're fine. Stylist will be here shortly. Come around, pick out some clothes. What do you think of this? Pick out that, like this. She's making notes. Next thing you know, everything that I'm thinking as a guy, like how do I look good, is just out the window. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm just sipping on a beer, and all of a sudden I walk out here looking way better than when I came in. As a little side note, I recorded and then went to Trunk Hub for the first time. This was probably, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. And my stylist looked at me and she goes, did you just get back from the gym? And I was like, no. What do you mean? She goes, do you wear, this is what you wear like as an adult? And I was like, actually, I dressed up for this. Like I normally, you know, it's even worse. And she just laughed at me. And then literally like, I still was skeptical. And then she goes and suits me up to some new clothing and literally everything changed. Like I've never, like now I took my shirt in. Like it's just like a complete change of how you approach the way you want to look.
Well, I'm glad that we didn't make you feel like we were being snobbish.
Oh, no, it wasn't like that.
Because super proud of and why we're here in Chicago is that our roots are in a sort of Midwestern hospitality first driven. You know, I honestly think we're more of a service or hospitality business than a retail or apparel company. And I think it's not to say that, you know, the clothes you walk home with don't matter. It's super important that we execute on our core mission of helping you look great. But we also just we want you to feel welcome and warm. So even if you do come in looking like you were at the gym, that nobody made you feel guilty about it.
So just to clarify, so she the clothing was not the question mark. It was the lack of care that I was taking in how I appeared.
Yeah.
The clothing wasn't it. I was just poorly fit. I just was like, whatever. She was, you know, and she, of course, we had an introduction already, so we knew each other, so there was a little bit of knowing that I'm kind of slothish.
It's interesting. Anytime our leadership team sees that we maybe we didn't hit our customer acquisition target or something like that, I always just tell people, hey, just take one walk through Midway or O'Hare and look around at all these poor, helpless men who just look awful and don't realize it, right? And
I was
and
that
just
guy.
Need help. And so I, you know, that's kind of our mission. You know, we're not changing the world. We're not solving, you know, we're not Mother Teresa. We're not, it's not renewable energy. It's not, you know, it's
it
not
is for some men,
Elon
though.
Musk, but it is important. And I think, you know, we hope that, you know, we've got, you know, 250,000 customers today, and we'd love to have 1 million customers in a couple years and be a $1 billion revenue business within Nordstrom, our corporate parent. And what I hope people say is, you know, Trunk Club like really helped America dress better, right? Helped guys figure it out. And then what we've found, and the reason we've launched a women's business, which is growing like gangbusters right now, is all of these, many of our best members were men who were married, and their wives started seeing how great Trunk Club was for them and how much we've changed their, you know, their wardrobes for the better. And the women started saying, I want that too. So I think, you know, the business was not one that maybe we thought we were going to start just focusing on women. Because everyone used to say, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago, people were like, oh, women like to shop. They don't need this. What we're finding is women need this too. They want it, right? It's not to say that they can't. And a lot of the guys we serve, they have good fat. They know what they look good in. They just don't want to go out and figure out where to buy it. And they want us to help them with that and just make it easy.
Well, I think, you know, as you mentioned, the female side of this, I mean, obviously cocktails and shopping is not a new thing for women. But there is something different about, I just, you know, hopefully you'll be able to articulate this better than me. But there's something unique about an experience that's all encapsulated. There's all this clothing for you to look through. There's a person who kind of gets to know you as a, not just personally, but like as your style, who is all, it's all right there. I don't have to go crazy. It's on the app. I know what I'm doing. I go into the place. I set up the time. She comes out. He comes out. Helps me pick out an array of clothing, which I can choose to like or not like. And based on that, I get sort of like a guide of like, once they know you, I no longer have to think about fall changes. I no longer have to worry about like what's upcoming trends, summer, winter, whatever. It's all just sort of laid out. And I can just go back into the app and update and grab a couple more things. You know my style. It's so easy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I think that's exactly what we're shooting for. The experience that most people have today in shopping malls or in retail stores is lackluster. You know, it's interesting. I'm from Michigan originally, and in the summer, we always take a trip up to northern Michigan, go to a summer camp called Michigania. It's super fun, and it's near Traverse City. And I was in Traverse City recently on the way out of this, you know, family vacation, and I noticed they have, like, great restaurants now and craft brews and delicious places to eat food. Like, when I was a kid and we were there, there was, like, an old
ice
Mexican
cream stand,
restaurant, and that was it. Like so it's kind of crazy, but, like, the same, like, craft food and beer movement that is making eating and drinking a better experience across the country, I think it's elevating people's expectations,
100%.
Not just across all
everything.
Consumption,
yes,
right? Not just, so, you know, you're seeing people in our generation don't drink a lot of domestic macro brews anymore, right?
I still do, for the record.
Yeah,
but you're right, though.
And I like Coors Light when I'm on the boat and it's really hot outside. Yeah. I enjoy it. But Bell's and Goose Island and, you know, name – there's so many great new – they just – you know, there's a blossoming of people doing a better job serving up your staples, whether it's beer, burgers, or jeans. Expectations have changed for customer experience, and we're part of that, the leading edge of that when it comes to retail. And, you know, I don't think we're trying to disrupt ourselves as quite as much as someone like Uber or Raze might be, but we definitely look at what we've built and we think, man, we could be so much better a couple years from now if we can just build this data science and this technology and improve our productivity and just get better. And then we look at the competition and we think, wow, we still have a pretty good lead. And so I think there's that, you know, as a startup that's 6 years in, we're sort of wrestling with that. How do we stay in front of the competition and continue to innovate? But also, you know, it's just a little bit surprising how ossified, you know, the public companies in our space have been, and just the conventional mall retailers are struggling today.
Well, to that point, I mean, we could talk a little bit about the Nordstrom's deal that you guys have. I mean, I think that is a huge. I feel like it's more game changing than just a corporate partner or an acquisition or however you guys describe it. I think it's you are adding an element, a touch point that a large retail department store could never do. They could never be that person for everyone. And they do a great job with customer service. I mean, you can buy just about anything there, wear it, and return it, and they take it back. You guys add the element of a touch point, a human being to help them shop.
Yeah, you know, the Nordstrom deal was really an easy decision for us because we always held them in highest regard as sort of the gold standard for customer service. And I'm really proud to be part of the organization and proud that we, I think, still carry that moniker as, like, the leader in.
And they say the same view. Eric Nordstrom was quoted, like, in every page on the planet saying how much he thought of you guys.
Well, it's funny. I'm actually headed over to meet Eric at our Michigan Avenue store, which is one of our best stores here in Chicago, best stores in the world for Nordstrom. And I think I would give them more credit. I think some of these bigger department stores like Nordstrom, they're fully aware of the changes afoot in our space, but they're also cognizant that they might not always be capable of building internally all of these new types of new channels that they may wish to have.
How could you possibly?
So, you know, when we talked to them about their interest in Trunk Club, I think one of the things that was important to me and important to our leadership team was we really felt like we weren't done building. This was not a company that was packaged up for sale. We didn't hire an investment bank. We were raising capital we had a term sheet that we were ready to sign when we got the call from the corporate development team that said, hey, we're either going to build something like this or partner with someone. And we want to be really upfront about that before we even enter a conversation. And for an entrepreneur who's, you know, four and a half years in, you always wonder, will that call ever come? Yeah. And then, you know, that day that phone call comes and you think, wow, this could get real. And I think we knew that after we kind of dug in and got to know each other better, we found we had a lot in common. We found we shared pretty similar values, although we were a smaller, scrappier, more agile team, and they were, you know, a storied retailer with 115 years of, you know, spectacular operating history that frankly faces challenges. We both face challenges right now. It is a very tough time in retail because everyone knows Amazon is one massive threat. Not a threat because they're predatory, but because they're just excellent at what they do. And we hold them in high regard, and we'd be crazy to ignore that. But then also, consumers' needs are changing. And from millennial behavior being different than, you know, Gen X or Gen Y, and also just the way people, like we were talking about before, the kinds of expectations people have, and then also the theater where they'd like to engage that. You know, like you come into a trunk club office in Culver City, it's not in a mall, right? It's kind of, or you go to trunk club on West Ohio here, and you see it when you come off the highway off 94 when you're, you know, heading down to River North, and you think, wow, they're on the one of Chicago's fastest growing, one of the country's fastest growing retailers is on the seventh floor of a nondescript building that has storage in floors one through four. Like, it's very different. There is no food court, right? Yeah. There is no other anchor.
There is a bar, though.
There is a bar, but, you know, and the other thing I'd say about the bar thing is it's crazy to me. You know, when I used to go shopping, I would always get dehydrated, thirsty, and hungry. And I always wondered, like, you'd be stuck in a dressing room and fatigue sets in. And the story we'd always tell is guys just like, they get so frustrated and then they buy stuff and they take it home and it's not exactly right. And there's stuff in your closet that still has tags on it. And, you know, we just want that process to be completely opposite. Like, you're excited to come. You're excited to be able to show up at a trunk club. You're definitely going to have a beer. Or we have a great coffee bar that's run by Eastman Egg, and they just have amazing non-alcoholic beverages. Yeah. It's not just about booze.
It's not about the booze.
It's about serving you something that makes you relaxed and comfortable. And then our dressing rooms are the size of your living room. And the milieu is just a positive, happy, collaborative place. My goal is for every customer who comes in to say, maybe I should work here, right? Yeah. Like, that's the bar that we have for ourselves. And striving to really deliver a differentiated, in-person, delightful experience. And I think more retailers are going to need to do that if they want to find a place in the next decade.
I don't think there's a choice. I mean, it's a good thing to see that you're not passionate about it at all.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But in all seriousness, I mean, I think that's what made the Nordstrom thing such a perfect marriage, because they're one of the few that, just like you said, see that the expectations that people have for their experiences that they get, no matter what it is, it could be going to a game, it could be buying a car, even going to get gas. Everybody's expectations are raised, and they only are going to raise even more. They expect that you know more about them and that you deliver what they want without having to ask questions. And the better and the closer you get to providing that experience, and then you start adding the elements of, well, this is, you know, the market who's only shopping in Amazon isn't necessarily your market. I mean, obviously some of those people cross, but it's the values that they have for the experience are different.
Yeah, but the thing about Amazon that I think we all have to respect is they...
The drone delivery?
Well, drone delivery is interesting, but more importantly, the growth, you can't deny the growth, right? They are now one of the most important retailers of apparel on the internet, and that has a much larger, faster growth rate than the conventional bricks and mortar stores. And so you have to pay attention to that and respect what they're building. I'm hopeful. You know, you type in like a great blazer for a rehearsal dinner on Amazon, you're not going to get an answer. You text your trunk club stylist a great blazer for a rehearsal dinner, and 3 days later, 2 days later, a box is going to show up with four options that probably all fit, and your decision is just like, I kind of want to buy all four of them. Can I afford it, right? Amazon can't do that, and I don't think they ever will be able to.
Well, I don't think it's worth what they're trying to do. What they nailed down, I don't think that is the same thing.
Yeah, but I think it's important that retailers understand, what do you do that's different? Because you're not going to win at simply fulfilling goods that customers go and hunt for.
If you're
themselves.
Going by the efficiency model, you're going to get crushed.
I think so.
I agree.
And I think there will be one or two others. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Jet. Fascinating to me how much capital they've raised, how quickly they've
grown.
Jet
is moving quick.
Really interesting. And I'm rooting for these guys because I think that the world needs competition. And I think there will be some great innovation. I'm an investor in Boxed, which is an online wholesale, like mobile first. And Che and the team are amazing, and I think that's a really interesting company. So Amazon's not the only one, but they are the elephant in the room.
I've met a ton of successful entrepreneurs like yourself, and not one of them has ever been afraid of the competition.
No.
That's
execution is everything, right? There's plenty of market share out there. It's one of the great things about living in this country. It's just a massive, massive market that's very dynamic and has tons of room to grow and take share.
I couldn't agree more. Brian, thank you so much for taking the time and coming here and talking to us about not just you and what Trunk Club's doing, but just in general the community and things you're working on. I will be at Trunk Club later this afternoon.
Great. We look forward to seeing you.
Very cool. We'll
have the beer cold and ready for you.
People go to trunkclub.com, follow you guys on Trunk Club.
Yeah, trunkclub.com and you know, sign up and come and see us.
I recommend it. I loved it. Everyone I've met loves it. So
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming.
Cheers.
Today is the day, Technori Tuesday. Join us at 6:30 p.m. tonight at Chase Auditorium for the June Showcase. Sizzling Summer Tech. It's going to be awesome. Our keynote is the co-founder of Chicago Innovation Awards, Tom Kaczmarski. And we have another major partnership that we want to announce. You'll have to come and see to find out. Tickets are still available at technori.com. And if you use the promo code INSIDER15, you can save yourself 15%. You can stream this episode and more on WGN Plus app, or you can download each episode on iTunes. And please stay connected by following us on Twitter at Technori. Follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.